Blog Talk Radio.
Scatter Chatter, another holiday episode. This is your boy, Just Ray, with my co-host,
Will 93 Nesbitt. Welcome.
All right.
All
we are talking
right.
about customer service today.
No,
we're
not.
People help people, retail, restaurants, all that good stuff. Will, you got any good stories? What you got?
Well, this one time in band camp, there was a flood to wash away my dog. That ate my homework. I had to get another dog, do my homework over again. And while I was upset over the dog, I had to call customer care.
Well, what kind of dog was it, though? Was it a lab or a German Shepherd?
It was a gumbo dog. It was a dog that was mixed up with a whole bunch of stuff. It was a Creole dog. Yeah, that's it. It was a Creole dog. They're from Louisiana.
Man, get out of here with that BS, that bullshit. That's a fucking Creole
I'm just saying, it was a Creole dog. It was a light skinned dog.
Fucking swamp dog.
Yeah, he got around though. I called him Red. Red.
You called him Red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because every time he chewed on one of my shoes, all I could do was see red.
What?
Yeah. But you said customer service, huh?
Like, you know, I know you've worked a customer service job or two in your past lifetimes or whatever, and I have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, man.
Or you've had some really weird experiences. What you got? Or what do you think?
I've had quite a few. I had one customer who left his baby in a rental car. Yeah.
No.
Left the baby in the rental car. So come to find out he has 5 kids. It's he and his wife.
But he forgot
they got
one.
The kids. Forgot one.
Did
got
he play
the
did he play Long Hill? Did he play Lauryn Hill when he forgot the kid?
Kind of.
You just lost one.
Right. So he calls into customer care, and I greet him, and he's in this big panic, and he says, I left my baby in the car. Don't have someone drive off in the car. And I'm like, well, you know what? In the lost and found, I've never seen someone lose a baby.
Or just leave a baby.
But I was
in the lost and
found. But I'm pretty sure we're not going to allow someone to drive off in the car with the baby.
Wow.
Right. So yeah. So the story was mom and dad, they were getting the kids out, unloading. The mom had the stroller and kind of took a couple of steps ahead going towards terminal. And the dad thought mom had the baby, and mom thought dad had the baby, and neither one had the baby. Oops.
So where the baby go? Where did they
get the
baby?
Well, I mean, they got the baby back. They got the baby back. They got the baby back. Yeah, it was cool.
So yeah. Long story
they didn't go
short,
far.
Like, check for your baby.
Check for
you
the baby.
In the car.
Yeah. But, you know what, in the process of it, customer care is about taking care of a customer, you know, before the trip, during the trip, and even after the trip. And in the process, he just lost it and just decided to call customer care as if we could have done something for him. But you know what? In essence, I stayed on the line with him. He walked back to the rental car facility. I called ahead to the rental car facility, let them know what was going on. And everything worked out. It worked out greatly. It was a kind of a cute story, and I just figured I would share it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I feel you. Even,
yeah,
so,
man.
With that being said, I know you did that with the customer service, but from the consumer end, yeah, how do you forget a baby? Let's talk about that. And then,
yeah.
Wow. How do you forget a baby?
Yeah, I mean, we could stay with the lost baby because that's something. It's just, you know what, as a consumer, you're caught.
Will.
You know what, it's not. Well, it could
it's
be.
Not a
I mean,
phone.
If you would have. Well, yeah, that's true. It's bigger. It's bigger than a bread box.
Like
it's bigger
a
than a bread box.
Oh, don't. No fucking keeping.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? But let's put some onus on the baby. The baby could have said, wah, 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 and just brought it, you know.
No.
I
no.
mean, yeah. You know, there's some baby responsibility on that, too.
They're fired from life, bro. They need
I'm
to quit.
Saying, I mean,
Turn their resignation from life.
Well, they got five kids, too. I mean, you know, it wasn't like...
You know, wow, you're going to do it five times? That's...
They got four. I mean, four is a nice, balanced, even number. It is.
Oh, wow.
Five just kind of throws it off a little bit, makes it odd, but it makes
from
for a good basketball team.
The mix?
I'm just saying.
Is that what it
I'm
is?
Saying. I'm just saying. I mean, you could, you know... It could happen, I guess.
Wow. Okay.
It just
all right,
happened
so
with
look.
Me, though. Yeah.
Wow. So have you been Christmas shopping yet?
Yes, I have.
So are you dealing with the consumer data where they like capture your emails and phone numbers and all that stuff?
Of course.
Yeah, but
it's a crazy society. They just capture everything. They got my blood type, my height, my weight, who I took to the prom. Who I took to the prom,
wow.
Yes.
When you went to go buy cookies at the grocery store. Did that happen?
Right, something like that. Yeah, they got my fingerprint, the eye, retina scan. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
I went into one store. They took a urine sample from me, but it was cool. It was all right. It was okay. It was okay.
Wow,
because
you went and bought a plate. They just wanted a urine sample.
Yeah, just a plate. I bought some plates, and they got a
they
urine
were like,
sample.
Can we get your urine, please, sir?
Right, right. For fraud.
It smells
fraud.
Like cupcakes. We can't. We can't have you.
Did you say it smells like cupcakes? I had a cupcake earlier that day too. It was in there. Were you the one doing? So do you have my urine sample? Is that what you're saying? Okay,
I hate to say it, but we're the company that does the background checking.
You know,
for the plate, sir.
Cupcakes. That's it.
Yeah, it has sprinkles in it too. I don't know what that was.
It's sprinkles. Yeah, it was cute though. It was a cute cupcake.
Hey, relax. But here's the thing. I'm wondering,
mm-hmm.
The blurry side of me has been wondering about, like, is there an easier way to capture consumer data? Like, is there a way to create an app where there's a customer or consumer experience when you go in the store and it already has your emails and all that stuff like that? So you just buy things like you used to do back in the day. You just go pay your money, get stuff, and then bye-bye. See you later. I don't want to talk to you no more. Nice knowing you.
For example, with the company that I'm with, we do collect that in the form of membership.
Okay.
And in the form of that membership, you'll have certain information, name, address, email, contact number, birthday, and with that membership, there may be some privileges. There may be someone who does not have a membership to what happens. So there is some data collection, but you don't want it to be creepy.
Yeah,
you want to gather information from
like,
your customer.
But is your spot like a freestanding place, like a retailer, like Top Man or, I don't know, CVS?
Well, it's
car rental
services.
Or some type of retailer, you know what I'm saying, something like that.
You know, it's car rental services, and you know we're worldwide, so you know membership has its privileges. So you gather this information, you're able to send some things Whether it's their birthday, you send alerts. Whether there's incentives for them to rent cars, you send that. And some of it may be a blanket thing, and then some of it is more consumer related.
Okay. Well, my thing is, like, mm-hmm. if you walk into a Barnes & Noble, right, you go, you pay
yep.
for your books, they're going to ask you for your email so you can get sales papers or whatever, right? But
mm-hmm.
I feel
Correct.
Like it could speed, but it takes literally like 10 or 20 minutes to do that transaction because they're busy trying to, like, spell out your email. It, God
mm-hmm.
forbid if we're from a foreign country and they try to spell that out. God bless them. But, like, if you have
yeah.
something that's easier, like an app, and it just says, like, you know, I'm a consumer, I shop at these stores, and when you walk in the store, it just captures your data, and then you just
mm-hmm.
pay your money and then go away. Not in a rude way, but just, you know,
right.
not just stand there. You know what I'm saying? Because then they're losing money because there's some people that get impatient, and they're just like, I want to move on. I want to go do other stuff besides sit in line, wait for people to try to spell out your email or try to get your number, trying to hear through that phonetically, and they can't. I don't know. Does that
Correct.
Make sense?
Yeah. It does. I mean, and there's two ways of looking at it. I have to look at it from the consumer because I have been. And then I look at
right.
it from the customer care service.
Mm-hmm.
There are some ways I can streamline my service to you just by capturing a phone number. For example,
right.
when people are calling in and I might ask for their membership number and they may not know that. Well, what is the phone
right.
number attached to it? Unless
mm-hmm.
you change your phone number often, you'll remember your phone number, and then I'll capture that information and we'll move forward. So
If you already have this data and you can capture it faster, I'm wondering, does that increase the profit margins or the revenue of the company if they can do that faster? I know this is a little bit nerdy, a little bit more technical than it needs to be, but I think that might
sure.
be worth mentioning.
Well, okay. For example, Ray, if you had rented a car with us, now we have a history. We have a relationship with one another.
Right.
In that process, by me pulling up your phone number, I have your name. I have your address. I have your email address. So a lot of information that you will be sitting there, standing there giving me, I have it just
mm-hmm.
by one item. So I can help streamline your experience better. Now, for the consumer part, let me give a discount to that value. So by
okay.
giving you some kind of incentive to keep using our brand versus a different brand, of course, then I, one, enhance the relationship, two, give you instant gratification. Three, I provide good customer service to you. This is a win-win-win.
Okay. But this is when
mm-hmm.
we're talking about, like, car rentals. Like, that requires some type of loyalty program or whatever. But what about
right.
when it comes to, like, basic retail? Like, say if you go to the Gap or, like I was saying, like an REI
mm-hmm.
or a Barnes & Noble or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same type of thing? Or you go to the Nike store, is it the same thing? Or you have to, like, sit there and just, like, can I get your email? Can I get
sure.
your phone number? People just like, dude, I just want to buy shoes. Leave me alone.
Okay. And then as a consumer, you have that option. You don't
but
have to necessarily buy into their service like that.
Right. But I'm just wondering if, like, the operations people, if they actually think about that, if it will add to their revenue to speed up that process. It's a rhetorical question in the end of
oh,
all the scheme of things.
Okay. Got it. All right. And
yeah.
And so yeah, there is benefits for the consumer. There are benefits for the company that's providing the service. It's a mutual
okay.
exchange. Mm-hmm.
I just
yeah.
wonder has it ever been a consideration, because it's been like there are some retailers out there that are still using the same old methodology for doing that. Like, versus you go to the Apple store, they have iPads or they have, like, point of sales, like, right there. Like, you can literally be talking to somebody. They'd be like, I'll ring you up right now. Where's your credit card? Like, I went into a store with one of the people I was working with at the time, and we
mm-hmm.
just wanted to go pick up a cable for a laptop. I'm
yep.
not going to lie. It felt a little rapey, but we just went in there. He took us to, we were like, and we find a cord for this specific, like, Apple laptop,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like,
mm-hmm.
give me your credit card. And he just swiped the card, and that was it. Receipt, and then he just walked away. It was
yeah.
weird. It wasn't like a happy experience, so I don't know. It's like a mixture between the two. Like, how can we figure out some middle ground on how to, like, work that out?
Well, okay. So for someone who has been in customer care, and I've been doing it for in one way, shape, form, fashion for just about 30 years now.
Okay.
There have been different scenarios that I've been in with different companies.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a long-term relationship that you see with a customer, such as rent-a-car rental, when people are, you know, renting all the time, versus yourself coming in for a one-time item, you've already had the laptop. I don't need to sell you a laptop. I don't need to collect that data. I just need to get you your product and get you on your way. It wasn't as though you
so
were shopping for an iPad or computer.
It.
Right. You,
yeah,
it's a grab and go.
Grab it.
It's a grab and go. And you know, I might get some information, or I might just go ahead and, you know, generate the receipt, get you out, get you going.
Right.
Because, you know, you have some things to do. So there's a way of, you know, and it comes down to customer service, being able to engage with the customer, find out his or her wants or needs, and then get them going, navigate them through.
All right. Okay. That's something to consider.
Yeah.
So speaking of rental cars, I just had a friend. They're engaging in the Lyft or Uber, I don't know, what is it, the rideshare app situation. Yeah. So apparently there's a process that you have to go through. You do the initial paperwork, and then you set up an appointment. They had an appointment.
Yeah.
I guess it was around, like, I guess 3, but the place closed at 4. But they had to do a bunch of videos and paperwork. And, of course, at the place, they got somebody with the attitude. They're just like, I'm about to close. I'm on my break. I don't want to do nothing. So it's like telling them the best way to work the situation when you're going through something like that is you kind of, like, got to get into the person's head that's serving you and then kind of just say, hey,
okay,
I know you're about to leave. You know what I'm saying? Can we work it out? Like, I know I want to get you out of here. Let's work it out. Because they pose a question. They're just like, do I have options in the car? And they got an attitude. They're like, you know, I don't want to give you any other car. You're going to get this car, and this is all you're going to get. Figure it out. But I was
That's
like
the poor side of things, though. You know, that's the poor side of customer service. When a customer service rep has self-preservation mode versus customer-first mode, yeah, it can be problematic. I hope that no one ever has to go through that, because it sets up a tone for the customer that makes them not want to use the brand anymore.
Yeah. There's
right,
that.
Right.
They also tell everybody how bad it was with that brand.
Exactly.
I heard the story where people tell a bad story 10 times and they'll only tell a good story only once.
The new study says that for every good experience, they're willing to tell 3 people about the good experience. For every poor experience that they have, they're willing to go out and tell 12.
Damn.
That's a crazy scenario.
It is.
You know, for me to me giving a 5-star service to someone and they only tell 3 people. However, with those 3 people, we might get 3 additional customers. And that's a wow factor, but now, 12 people, that's a lot of people that you got to kind of curve
that's 12
to get
people that,
into a good
that
space.
Multiplying the scales.
Yeah. 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 It's a joy and sadness kind of scenario. I can tell you the first traumatic experience I had, but I couldn't tell you the first joke that I ever heard. So, putting it lightly in that kind of, you know, space or light.
That's horrible.
Customer service is very high on a lot of companies' lists.
But I think, I feel like they're applying the same old, I guess we could say, methodologies or principles of customer service. Like, the customer is always right, as opposed to, like, let's be, have a relationship with our customers as we're talking and as we're building with them, versus just letting them be right. Because sometimes they're wrong. They don't know our product. They don't know what's going on most of the time. But here's the thing. I think there's people are becoming more intelligent buyers, too, because they're using Google and Amazon and all this stuff like that. But for the most part, when they go into a standalone store, like, they're kind of like clueless. They don't know what's in the store. Like, I've had one person, they work in a, clearly it's a kitchenware store only, right? They said they had somebody come in asking for luggage items.
Oops.
Yeah, just straight up, like, wait, where did we fail? Like, clearly we have spoons and forks on the windows. Like, how did we get that wrong?
Life. You know what? You may have the two mixed up. Really, my customer will call every once in a while. It may be the wrong brand. It may be the wrong product. But you could still put your best foot forward to try and capture them. They may not need flatware or kitchenware at this moment. But if I put on a good face, you know, a good voice, and put my best customer service steps forward, maybe it'll register in the back of their mind that, hey, there was this one place I went to where I didn't need their product, but they treated me like a VIP. And that speaks volumes. And just let me add on to something on that. But, you can't teach customer service. I've told this to countless people. You can, no. You can teach policy and procedure. So if someone gets into a sticky situation, there are two ways that they can look at it. They can look at, okay, there's some wiggle room for me to work in, and this is how I can put my best foot forward to serve the customer. And that's customer service. You could also go and and you can also approach the situation by policy and procedure. Because if you follow policy and procedure, you're never wrong. You may not get the good customer experience, but you're never wrong.
Okay, but for the sake of time, I would say this. I think I feel that you're right in the fact of customer service, but you can teach the how-to of it. So meaning like active listening, informing people and like being kind of like a brand ambassador for the place that you're at. If you're taught well and you're taken care of, you'll go out of your way to like, you know, represent the products that you're selling versus just being like, whatever, I do what I do and that's it. And I think, hold on, I think we might be out of time. We're at 29 minutes in.
23 minutes and 7 minutes.
Okay, so our show producer says we got like 7 minutes left. So
cool beans.
Yeah, so I think that works as far as like you're saying, like you can't really teach it, but I think it just has to do with just treating people how you want to be treated. And I would add on by saying, but better. So treat people how you want to be treated, but better. So it's like, yeah, I'll give you a pen. I know I need to give you a pen because you need to write, but also, I'll ask, is this the right color?
Oh, that's cute. Well, that's an empathy thing. So
yeah, but a lot of people don't have that anymore because we're all too busy on the Instagram and like wanting to post like all this shit about ourselves. But it's not, some of that shit's not true. It's only on our good days, not our bad days.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Customer service is a heart condition. Heart condition is coming from your empathy as a person. So you can see something and say, okay, by policy procedure, this is all we could do for you. However, with this wiggle room in my empathy and understanding your case scenario, I can meet you and provide you with some kind of resolve to that. It may be not 100% of the resolve that the customer is looking for, but it does show that the brand has a heart, and that heart is a representative of you.
So, okay, well, when we say empathy, can we say also emotional intelligence as well? I think that might be like
you could
and having some.
You could.
Okay. Okay. All right. I can work with that. So
all right.
I guess like the takeaway would probably be is like having like emotional intelligence and empathy towards like customers and being
mm-hmm.
aware of what we're doing as we're doing it, like on both sides, the consumer and the customer awareness. And maybe even so, like on the C-suite level of the retail side, like them being aware of different changes that could be made to increase their revenues and profitability moving forward into the next, you know, decade or century. Because I think even me, like, I have a vision like the next level of retailers is just having people coming in and being able to test product and then buy them versus like stacking a bunch of stuff that's taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should just be able to come in and try it, like, you know, test it out, or there'd be like some type of video or some type of interactive thing that shows how something works before they buy, because I think that's a lot of things that people want to do. They want to touch it, feel it, smell it before they can actually buy it, so they know that they're taking home like a quality product. That's my
opinion. Well, I mean, that's something more consumer based. That's not necessarily
okay.
your customer service aspect. That's just you
okay.
being a smart consumer, shopping around, making sure you're having the best product, the best deal that's going to work for you.
Right.
The customer service end to that is being able to see that customer, understand that customer, build a relationship with that customer, and then make sure that they've either confirmed or at least have a better idea or sense of the product or services
right.
they're receiving.
And, you know, I think another thing, the reason why I might be bringing that up is because I was doing some reading. I forgot what I was reading. And I think
mm-hmm.
the Zara retailer, they allow their consumers to dictate what they have in their warehouse. So they're just not keeping a bunch of like product like on shelves or whatever.
Something
that's
gonna always
product.
Move. Okay.
Right. They're constantly moving it and changing it. So they're just not keeping
mm-hmm.
like stale product like on the shelves or whatever.
Correct.
And I think that's a great idea, like moving forward with just like retails when you have like just widgets in the store, just like okay, we have this many kind of widgets. They like this type of widget. Let's only keep that widget on the floor and then add to
Correct.
It because they're in a lot of people come into the store for this specific product or whatnot.
Correct. And
yeah.
I get it. I mean, I get it. I mean, I totally understand that that viewpoint. But again, on that case, it's just us, and that's just inventory control, quality, and
right.
having quality product for the consumer at a moment's notice. And it's almost a mind reading technology, or it could be collected on data based on sales
right.
experience, which goes back to where we collect all of this other personal information.
Yeah.
To then
blood,
have projections moving into the future.
And all stuff.
Right.
Genetics.
That's correct. Yeah.
DNA.
Is that the reason why I got my urine sample? You got my urine sample? Okay.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we got that. We got
okay.
that.
All right.
Yeah. It was like a pale yellow, too.
Pale. Pale yellow.
Yeah.
Got it.
So you're drinking plenty
got
of water,
it.
We know. You're drinking plenty of water.
I know. Lots of fluids in a cupcake. Cupcake.
So,
wow.
last minute, 30 seconds, Will, what, anything you want to, like, leave for the audience?
For customer care reps out there in the world, take time out to understand the customer's needs, the company's policy, and create the wiggle room for the issue resolution. That is my advice for anyone who's doing customer care, no matter what the product or service you're representing.
Oh, okay. I get that.
See?
I get that.
Yes.
I think
yes.
my takeaway would just be like just active listening between the consumers and the people providing customer service, as well as the people that are in the corporate offices making the policies and procedures. Listen to the
yep.
people that are in the trenches
yep.
so they can like learn how to like make things better processes and policies for them and procedures so that they can make more revenue. All right, so everybody be good to each other. We out of this.
Be good to each other, man. Peace.
Later.